Blog Talk Good morning. Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in and checking us out here today. My name is Lisa A. Romano, and I am here to discuss with you some practical ways in which we adult children of dysfunctional homes can learn to heal and finally move forward in our lives. The term dysfunctional family is used loosely here and refers to family dynamics that include alcoholism, drug addiction, workaholism, perfectionism, sexual, physical, verbal, and emotional abuse. A functional, healthy home environment is one that encourages freedom of expression. Emotions are encouraged, they are honored and respected, and children, by the nature of being children, they are encouraged to explore their environments, their thoughts and their feelings. They are listened to, they feel heard, they feel seen, they feel valued. Children from dysfunctional homes are surrounded by conflict. They are oftentimes criticized. They are judged, made fun of. They are hit. They are ignored or ostracized. There is a lack of empathy for members of the family. But in dysfunctional homes, there is usually a supreme empathy for one child over another. One child is minimalized while another child is glorified. Denial. The parents never talk about the elephant in the room. There's a lack of boundaries, lack of personal safety. In many cases, the parents are codependent, and although one parent may understand that one of their children is being abused by the other parent, it is denied and never spoken about. And the ostracized child, as a result, is left to internalize the pain he or she feels. There's disrespect, there's dishonoring of words, words don't match what is said, promises are broken, or the child hears the words, I love you, but is treated unlovingly. There is constant tension in the air, always waiting for the other shoe to drop. There is an unequal treatment of one family member over the other. Dysfunctional families are disordered. There is no peace, no happiness, no joy, or any real sense of security. Their life, in many ways, are illusions. Although many children from dysfunctional homes come from two-parent homes, this does not imply the house is not broken. Many times, the fact that children come from two-parent homes only compounds the dysfunction because the dynamics are so ingrained within the two parents. The child has nowhere to go to escape, and he or she feels trapped. Dysfunctional homes lack clear communication. For instance, mommy could have cancer, but daddy never tells. He stuffs his emotions, controls his body movements, and he might be having an affair with his secretary as a means to escape, but his children only see the illusion he creates for them. There does not have to be a chemical agent involved to deem a home dysfunctional. So now what? Now that we better understand why we adult children of dysfunctional homes feel so disconnected and why we feel so insecure and fearful and resentful, guilty, and even ashamed today, now what? How do we heal what has been done? How do we adult children of alcoholics and adult children from dysfunctional homes as adults today get from point A to point B? There are many practical and free things we children of alcoholics and dysfunctional parents can do. Listening to this radio show is one of them, and it is a wonderful place to start. First of all, you must need to get mentally and emotionally clear about moving forward, which may require you to purge physically, meaning if you wanted to run up a hill and you were wearing a heavy backpack, your brain would know you would have a much greater chance of succeeding if you dropped the backpack first. But before attempting to run up that hill, you first would need to understand your intent. Your dominant intent would be to run up that hill. Before you embark on this healing process, first you must attend with all of your focus that your dominant intent be to move up the emotional ladder. Healing will require you to stay clear and focused because when you begin to move up that emotional ladder, your outer circumstances, your circle of friends, family dynamics must change. Einstein said, "We can never solve a problem with the same level of intelligence that created it." So how do we get ready to intend clearly enough so that a healing can occur? Every morning, awake and meditate. Use a meditation CD. Light a sweet-smelling candle and meditate on mindfulness. Learn to still your mind so you can begin seeing and hearing your negative programming. And two, so you can begin laying down new, more positive self-talk in your unconscious and subconscious mind. After you spend about 15 or 20 minutes meditating, journal about how you want your day to unfold. Write about how you want to feel. Write about how proud you are that you have survived and that you are willing to face what needs to get confronted and that you are willing to change. Milk soothing yourself. And when a negative or self-loathing thought shows up, look at it. Learn to observe the thought rather than react to the thought and understand it is a ghost from your past. Look at the negative thoughts as an opportunity to challenge an old dysfunctional belief. As you go about your day, stay focused. As often as possible, seek things in your environment that please you. Even if it is the color of a tree, or the color of a flower, or the smile on a child's face, seek things that please you. Practice, practice, practice tuning yourself to things that please you. Your goal must be to tip your emotional scales from within. As a wounded adult child, you naturally look out into your environment for things that might harm you, and that is normal because that is your programming. But to heal, we must change our focus and intend to seek that which pleases us. And by doing so, we are learning to drop those heavy backpacks. We are learning to heal and move up more easily the emotional ladder. The emotional ladder that we're looking to heal is always going to be from within. As wounded children, we were taught to be hypervigilant. By that I mean we never knew when the next criticism was going to come. We never knew when the next judgment was going to come. We never knew when the next glare from an angry parent was going to come. So we stayed on guard and we lived our lives like we were walking on eggshells. But as adults, we have a choice. We have a choice. We can understand that our hypervigilance and our attunement to things in our environment that might displease us is harming us, and it's holding us back, and it's weighing us down like that heavy backpack. As human beings, we have a divine ability to think about the way that we think. We're not German shepherds, and we're not silverback gorillas. We have the ability to think about the way we think. And we have the ability to look within and say, nope, I don't need that thought anymore. Nope, I don't have to stay tuned into what might harm me. I actually have the ability to begin shifting my focal point, and I can begin looking out into my environment for things that please me. Now, things happen when we adult children begin to get serious about our healing. Our physical environments change. Our family dynamics change. We are changing the workings of our family dynamics, and things start to get messy. So if your parents are still alive and when you're around them and you're aware that your intent is to move up the emotional ladder and to no longer stay stuck at the bottom of that hill, now what happens is you begin to want to take at least, if not drop the backpack, if your backpack is laid down with bricks, let's say, you begin to want to take bricks out of that backpack and lighten your emotional load. So you go to a family dinner and you're sitting down at a Sunday spaghetti meal and it starts. Mom and Dad begin the negative talk, maybe about Aunt Mary or Uncle Joe, and you can feel this negative spiral beginning to take place inside of your gut. It's the same old story, the negative programming over and over and over. So what happens is at that point, now that your intent is to be at a much happier place and to seek things in your environment that please you, now you know you have choices. You don't have to sit there. You don't have to watch your brother get drunk. You don't have to be criticized by your sister. You don't have to be glared at by your mom, let's say. So you have a choice. You can look out into your environment for things that please you. You can focus on how well the food smells or how beautiful the flowers are out in the backyard, or you can get up and remove yourself from that situation. There are a number of things that you can do on the healing journey to remove yourself from that situation, either mentally or physically. And when you do, when you make the choice to shift mentally or physically, what happens is emotionally there's a great shift within you, and you can actually feel in your heart space begins to lighten up. It begins to open up, and you begin to feel empowered. And then what's happening, if you stay on that road, if you, let's say, perhaps move out of the environment, you say something like, you know, Mom, Dad, thanks for dinner, but I forgot. I have a meeting that I was supposed to attend to, and I have some work I have to catch up on. I need to leave. And you leave. Immediately you feel empowered by your ability to make a choice because you're not a six-year-old child anymore. You can make choices. And so you move. You move out of that environment. Now you feel empowered and you stay on that high-flying disc. So now perhaps you laugh at yourself, you giggle at yourself, and you say things to yourself like, wow, I did it. I moved. I moved out of that emotional space. I'm no longer controlled by this dysfunctional programming. My mother might be angry. I might get a phone call later, but you know what? Maybe I'll spend 2 minutes on the phone being chewed out by her instead of 10. And when guilt shows up, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to release it because it's my dominant intent to be happy. Guilt is a tool that was used to manipulate me when I was a child. I am not a child anymore. I am supposed to be happy. It is my dominant intent to be happy. And deeper, it is your birthright. You came to this world to be a joyful being, and you have the right to negate the circumstances in your life that either bring you joy or move you away from joy. And if your parents, your family dynamics bring you down, then you have the ability and the right as an adult to make choices about who you spend time with. That goes for your circle of friends. That goes for employees. That goes for work situations. That goes for your yoga class. It goes for anything that touches your life. If there is something in your life that brings you down, as an adult, you get the choice to negate it. So as you begin to empower yourself, an emotional shift begins, and you tip the scales towards learning how to empower self, and in so doing, you're learning to soothe self. And in so doing, you're learning to nurture self. And all those wounds from your childhood begin to get patched up, and you learn how to nurture self, and the key to all of this is learning how to love self. All love starts with self-love. And we need to always be mindful of what I just said before. Einstein said that we can never solve a problem by the same level of intelligence that created it. So we must create a new intelligence. We must create a new way of thinking. If nothing changes, then nothing changes. Well, that's all I have for you today, and I would like you to tune in next time for more talk about how to heal and how to move forward. There's so much information out there about what it means to be the adult child of an alcoholic, or what it means to be the adult child of a narcissistic parent, or what it means to be the adult child that has been raised in a dysfunctional home. My intent with this talk show, this radio talk show, is to help give people practical reasons on how to move forward. And I want to thank you for embarking on this journey with me, and check out my website, www.healingselfesteem.com, and you can check out my books on Amazon and Barnes & Noble called The Road Back to Me. That's my best-selling book, and also My Road Beyond the Codependent Divorce, and a wonderful book of affirmations, Loving the Self, Affirmations, Healing the Unconscious Codependent Belief Systems. Good luck and namaste.